at 8th and Spring in Paso, 668 Marsh in San Luis, or online at taggins.shoes.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Chris Perfett.
Hold on to your Joes. For the second straight day, Joe Burrow was spotted by the media taking snaps with the Bengals' first team offense. Joe Flacco was taking QB2 snaps. Burrow hasn't played since week two when he suffered a turf toe injury. Bengals play the Patriots on Sunday. Reports indicate Texans running back Joe Mixon is not expected to play again in 2025. The 29-year-old was placed on the non-football injury list back in July after suffering a foot injury in the offseason. Cleveland Browns and defensive end Alex Wright have agreed to a three-year, $33 million extension. More star players from Japan are entering MLB's postseason posting system, including six-time All-Star infielder Kazuma Okamoto, who hit .327 with 15 homers, 49 RBIs in 69 games. Also pitcher Kona Takahashi. And FIFA handed out the draw for World Cup qualifying playoffs. Italy will host Northern Ireland in March.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A record-setting 73,000-plus members, alumni, and supporters from across the country were in Indianapolis recently for the 98th National FFA Convention and Expo. The school-based National Youth Leadership Development Organization has over 1,042,000 student members in roughly 94 local FFA chapters in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The annual convention offers attendees the opportunity to explore careers, celebrate their achievements, participate in service projects, and more. At the National Milk Producers Federation's annual meeting, there were feelings that America's dairy farmers are thriving in the marketplace, even as labor shortages and a volatile policy environment remain challenging. With $11 billion in new investments underway nationwide, Federation President Greg Dowd said U.S. dairy is well-positioned for growth. Dowd says there's going to be uncertainty, but we're in an expansion mode, and I love it. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins led the largest USDA ag trade mission in the history of the U.S. to Mexico City recently. 41 U.S. businesses, 33 co-ops and ag advocacy groups, 6 state departments of agriculture, and 150 other participants conducted more than 500 business-to-business meetings over 3 days. This was a critical opportunity for American businesses to further trade ties and for USDA to continue its response to the new world screwworm in Mexico.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages pairing from earlier gains and are lower in afternoon trading and are on track for their biggest blown-out gain since early April as the artificial intelligence turnaround appears to be fleeting. AI chip darling NVIDIA reported record sales and issued strong guidance, and its stock is now falling 2% after surging earlier. Also, a mixed jobs report for September, adding to worries that the Fed won't slash interest rates in December. The data postponed due to the government shutdown show that employers added 119,000 positions, beating analyst estimates. However, the unemployment rate did tick up to 4.4%. Walmart stock is surging 5%, the country's biggest retailer's everyday low prices continue to resonate with price-sensitive consumers, helping the company deliver robust third-quarter results. Walmart also raised its annual financial forecast. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
There's no championship league for small business owners. But if there was, you'd be at the top of the standings. Because going pro with Lenovo Pro means you've got the winning formation, one-on-one advice, IT solutions, and customized hardware powered by Intel Core Ultra processors help you stay ahead of the competition. Business goes pro with Lenovo Pro. Sign up for free at Lenovo.com/pro. Lenovo, Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights. So why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course. This November, Allegretto Vineyard Resort invites you to journey to the alpine region of Alto Adige without leaving Paso Robles. The culinary tour of Italy features daily a la carte dishes like house-made muesli with orange blossom honey for breakfast, crispy pork schnitzel with persimmon mostarda for lunch, and braised lamb shank with herb spatzel for dinner. On Thursdays and Fridays, savor a four-course tasting menu featuring spinach and ricotta dumpling. Pair your meal with Italian wine. Cello Restaurant and Bar, Allegretto Vineyard Resort. The Tuesday Farmers Market on 11th Street next to the downtown City Park in Paso Robles is open 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Stop by and get your farm fresh local seasonal produce. Fall and winter produce is here with strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, scones, and soup. Check out other North County farmers markets in Atascadero on Wednesdays, Templeton on Saturdays. The market is open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous.
At Perry's Parcel and Gift, you can buy wonderfully unique gifts for everyone on your holiday list. Have them custom wrapped and then shipped to your loved ones, all in the same location. Perry's has what you need, offering a vast array of apparel and accessories, greeting cards, home decor, candles, soaps, toys, puzzles, and so much more. Go to Perry's to get it all done. Shopping and shipping with two convenient locations in Morro Bay and Atascadero. Perry's Parcel and Gift, the shipping store with gifts galore.
Thank you. today, mind bogglers from the new wave of regulation. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
Yesterday, I discussed a recent speech by Dr. Murray Wiedenbaum concerning a new wave of regulation that threatens to bankrupt small business and raise prices for American consumers. Dr. Wiedenbaum pointed out that small business is reeling under a mountain of paperwork and is finding it impossible to determine what it is the new regulators really want. But there are other problems as well. They stem from the narrow focus of each of the new agencies. Some of their mandates contradict not only a healthy economy and low prices, but each other. Since each of the new agencies cares only about its own legal role, the larger picture is invariably lost. For example, Dr. Wiedenbaum tells us the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, requires backup alarms on vehicles at construction sites. Nothing wrong with that. But then OSHA says the workers on those sites have to wear earplugs for protection against noise pollution, which means they can't hear those required alarms if they ring. Here's a single agency pursuing two worthy but contradictory goals. Which one does the small businessman choose to follow? Then there's the case of a woman who wants to legally wash her children's pajamas in New York State. Now that sounds like a pretty fundamental freedom. But the Consumer Product Safety Commission says the only way you can legally wash pajamas without washing out fireproof materials, which are required by that same commission, is to do so with phosphate detergents. But in 1973, in a move against water pollution, New York said it was illegal to use phosphate detergents. So, Mama has to choose between fire hazard to her child or committing an act of illegal laundry. The hidden costs of this new wave of regulation are immense. I've already mentioned the enormous cost of the paperwork alone. There's also the cost of the bureaucrats themselves, more than $63,000 at a cool $2 billion a year. And there's the cost to the public in the decline in new technological improvements. The longer it takes for a new product or invention to win government approval, the less chance that a business will ever find it advantageous to market the product or utilize the invention. This is already evident in the decline of new drugs and medicines because of Federal Drug Administration regulations. Most of all, these regulations increase the cost of producing a product to the point where often only big business can stay in the field. When a business has three or four employees and has as many forms to fill out as a firm with 3,000 or 4,000, you know who's going to go under. The result is less competition, bigger business, and higher prices. Dr. Wiedenbaum's conclusion on the new wave of regulation says it all. Quote, "No realistic evaluation of the practice of government regulation fits the notion of benign and wise officials making altogether sensible decisions in the society's greater interests. Instead, we find waste, bias, stupidity, concentration on trivia, conflicts among the regulators, and worst of all, arbitrary and uncontrolled power." Unquote. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoon. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. And as many of you know, once a year, the San Luis Obispo County Assessor puts out a report on what is going on with taxes in San Luis Obispo County. Very interesting for a number of reasons. Cal Coast News usually does a story on this, and it's called Where Did Real Property Values Increase in San Luis Obispo County? But the person that you really need to know and that really knows why all these things happen is San Luis Obispo County Tax Assessor Tom Bordenaro. He is here today. Tom, thank you for being on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Let me make sure this is working.
Yeah, is that good? Can y'all hear me?
I think it's good, but I'm not sure if you're coming across or not on this one.
Okay.
Let me. Anyway.
Is that good?
I think it's good.
Okay. If not, I'm sure someone will let us know.
Yes, they will. And the report comes out once a year and really lays out what happens to the property tax that's collected, how much it increased over time, how much in exemptions, which I felt like that was a big deal this year.
The exemptions are big.
And it went way up, the amount of exemptions.
Yes, it did.
And there's the exemptions, there's a number of things. Now, why we have Tom on the show today, you can also call if you want to know something about what goes on at the county tax assessor, if you want to know something about your assessments, you can call and talk to Tom Bordenaro. Okay, he's got it fixed.
All right, good. We're ready, then.
Okay, I want to start with this year it shows that there was a 4.7% increase in the assessed value of real property. And I know that sounds like a lot, but that's a little less than usual, isn't it?
It is less than usual. It's a little more than the statewide average. It's about 0.25% higher than the statewide average. But it is less than normal. But there's two things. You know, the percentage is a little bit deceiving because as the roll grows and gets larger and larger and larger, to hit the same percentage increase is harder and harder to do. So over time, you would expect that to come down a little bit. But the major driver of that is that the real estate market is, you know, there's buyers out there, but there's not a lot of sellers. So our number one reassessment is the change of ownership of residential property. And so there's just not a lot of inventory. Nobody, you know, it's kind of like everyone that's already left is kind of left. And so those that are here are staying here. And there's not a lot of development. There's not a lot of new, large developments that are affordable. And so it's basically people that already own their home that are, you know, moving out or they're moving up or they're buying a different home. And those numbers are low. It's one of the lowest turnover rates that we've seen in a long time. High interest rates are also a factor in that. If you've got a low interest rate loan and you want to sell your home right now, you're going to end up having to refinance the new home, and those interest rates are not amenable to folks selling. So people are hanging on to their houses, and they're waiting to see what happens. And so therefore, that's the main reason why that growth is not as high as it has been in the past.
And for those that don't know, the cities in our county, for example, Paso Robles, it is funded largely, the three highest funding things are property taxes, then sales taxes, then TOT tax. This is very important to the community. Yes, a lot of the property tax goes to schools. It's about 60%.
It's about 60%. The majority of it goes to schools. And about 24% goes to the general fund of the county. But then the rest, about 7%, that's on average, ends up going into the cities. But it is normally the largest source of revenue that is not tied to something else. So discretionary revenue, property tax is usually the largest source for most local districts.
I have noticed that. Every once in a while, there's been higher sales tax, but it's usually property tax, sales tax, and then TOT.
Yep, exactly.
And then there's some minor things, like 2%, 1%. But by far, it's very important to how the cities are run, your police departments, your fire departments. Not your, and when he says some of the funding, for example, the water, that's called a, I can't remember what they called, but that's a different type of
It's a different type of an assessment that I have nothing to do with.
Yeah, so, doesn't matter for your water bills, doesn't matter for your sewer bills. It does matter for the money the city has to do roads and to do to help
discretionary for things like, I know the discretionary things are the things that people really enjoy, like parks, like libraries and other things like that. That's where the discretionary funds are pretty much end up being spent. For instance, you know, the local jurisdictions get a lot of funding in gas tax, but that has to be used for certain purposes. So a lot of the funding that comes from the state or the federal government is ear tagged. And so there's not a lot of discretionary ability in there, but property tax is the largest source of discretionary funds. And if you don't have property tax growth, you're not going to get any, your funding is going to start drying up for some of those things that we all enjoy.
And one of the ways that the property tax does go up, we have Prop 13. Will you explain Prop 13 to our listeners?
Sure. Prop 13 is kind of the law of the land. It's in our Constitution. It came out of the 70s era where values were doubling and tripling back in the day, where the assessor would cyclically reassess all property, which is how 49 other states do it. So they would go around every 4 or 5 years and reassess property if people's property tax bills were doubling and sometimes even tripling during the 70s when real estate prices were really going crazy in California. And so there was a grassroots revolt led by Howard Jarvis and Paul Gann, and it basically locked in property tax reassessments to only when there is a change of ownership or there's new construction, the new value can be added. And it also locked in a 1% tax rate. You cannot go over a 1% tax rate for property tax. And it also, at the time, establishes a 2/3 vote on bonds, which has been whittled away over the years. But for property tax assessments, it's still basically a change of ownership or new construction is when properties are reassessed. The tax rate is locked in at 1%. But I will add that there are exemptions and exclusions, and there's also the number two contributor to roll growth is the inflation factor, because Prop 13 allowed up to 2% to be added to property values a year. That up to 2% is based on the California Consumer Price Index, which is pretty much always 2%. I think once in the past 5 years, I think 4 or 5 times since 1978, it has been less than 2%. So pretty much 2% is normally added to all assessed value. So that's a second area of growth. That's a big number. And then the other area is that new construction and change of ownership. So if you look at my annual report, it'll show you that the change of ownership is a number one contributor to the roll. That's when houses turn over. Number two is the inflation factor. And the number three is new construction. That's low for us. Because, again, there's not that many permits that are being issued and not that many that much building going on like it used to be in the near past.
You know, and I'm also noticing on your percentages of homeowners getting homeowners exemptions varies massively in this county. So, for example, the leading is Los Otos, which at 52%, that's a bedroom community. And then you look at Cayucas, 22% have the homeowner's exemption.
Yeah. There's three reasons for that. One, believe it or not, there's a lot of people that don't know they can file for a homeowner's exemption. It's $7,000 off the assessed value, which is a little over $70 off your tax bill. So, you know, it's maybe dinner out without drinks. But but if you look at year to year, we are seeing a decline. And that is because of either vacation homes, because you can only claim one residence as your principal place of residence, and that's where you file the homeowner's exemption, or People that are converting their homes into like bed and breakfasts. You look at Cayucas, a lot of vacation homes and B&B type units that are there, so they can't not file for a homeowner's exemption. And then thirdly, renters, a rental. So, and we're seeing over the past decade, many people that are many investment companies buying houses and using them as part of their investment portfolio. In fact, I think it was, we were at an assessor's conference, Tuolumne County, almost 40% of their tax bills are actually sent out of the county. So there are people that live outside the county that are owning property, and a lot of those result into folks being able renting and not being able to buy a home.
I used to live in Tuolumne County.
Oh, really?
And Tuolumne County is up. It's up as you go. It's in the mountains. It's near Yosemite, and there are whole areas that they get so much snow you don't even go there in the wintertime. You've got Sonora. You've got those areas.
Beautiful county.
But it does have there are whole neighborhoods that are almost all out of town owners.
Yep.
So that would make a huge difference.
And the trend I don't like is we're starting to see that those homeowners exemptions drop over time, which means you have a lot of people that are not residents full time, which means they're not shopping 365 days a year. They're not buying gas 365 days a year. They're not contributing to the local economy 365 days a year. So you see declining enrollments in schools. And, you know, when you start to become purely a vacation county, it hurts other businesses that are trying to make it in a tough environment.
And I'm noticing the cities that had the best, the largest amount of homeowners exemptions were First Los Osos, Arroyo Grande, Atascadero, and Napomo, and then Paso. Paso has a 46%.
46% in Paso, yes. So, which means 54% of the those that are eligible are not either filing, they're owned by somebody else, or they're rentals.
There are a lot of rentals in this community.
A lot of rentals.
So I think that's probably...
And if you're listening to this and you don't have a homeowner's exemption in your principal place of residence, very easy to file. Go on the web. Call my office. We have the forms that are available on our website. And you can file. You may think, $7,000 off the... but again, that's 70 bucks in your pocket, and it takes nothing to file for it.
And does it protect you in the long run to keep your rates?
The rates don't matter.
Okay.
The rates in California are set at that 1% level. Although I will say there has been runs in the past and attempts in the past to break apart Prop 13. And there's rumblings of it right now. We call it a split roll, where residences will be protected under Prop 13. And like commercial and industrial apartments and all that kind of stuff would not be. So that's a way that the revenueers in Sacramento would like to get around Prop 13 and really increase property tax payments. I'm ever vigilant opposed to that. I think that we all need the same protections in this state because of the pressures of that real estate market and trying to make it affordable for those that actually live here and raise their children here.
And Prop 13 used to be especially hard on seniors who did not have the growing income to pay to have their property taxes double.
I remember the 70s. I was young, but I do remember this whole fight where people were actually losing their homes because their property taxes prior to Prop 13, their property taxes would double and sometimes triple. And we've seen that actually happen in other states. And there's other areas that are looking at developing something similar to Prop 13. The advantage to Prop 13 is not only the taxpayer, but it's also the cities and the counties and the schools, because they have a reliable source of income. They know what the property taxes are going to be. They're sure. And I'll give you an example when that doesn't happen. In the other 49 states, if a market collapses, so does the revenues to the local government. But the way Prop 13 is structured, it has a stabilizing force in the amount of revenues. Yeah, we don't skyrocket in value, but we also don't plummet when the market drops. Because remember that inflation factor? Even in a down market, we're adding value.
We're going to take a break from our sponsors and be back with more with Tom Bordenaro.
Davis Body Shop on multiple occasions.
Camille talks about her experiences at Davis Body Shop.
Each time I've been greeted by very friendly and professional staff members. Patrick conducts a thorough assessment of the damage and provides a detailed overview of what the repairs will entail. Their quality of work is exceptional. Thanks, Davis Body Shop.
And thank you, Camille, for sharing your story. When customers write Davis Body Shop, we read each and every letter or email, and we listen to everything you have to say. After all, that's why we've been around for over a half a century, and that's why we are the longest established shop on the Central Coast. We are the Auto Collision Specialist. If you ever need auto body repair service, remember Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real Atascadero and at Paso Robles Chevrolet on Theater Drive. And maybe you too will say,
thanks, Davis Body Shop.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $600,000 in cash and prizes. It's everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawings every Sunday in November. Need more details? Visit ChumashCasino.com. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm here with San Luis Obispo County Assessor Tom Bordenaro. We are going over the yearly report, which I always find fascinating. I really do. I know other people not, but I find this very fascinating because it's important to our community.
Well, and for some people, if you have trouble sleeping, you can read all about it, and it'll help you with insomnia, because it's a lot of numbers, because that's what we do, but it's a lot of, you know, I tell everyone, if they ever can't sleep at night, open the revenue and taxation code, start reading it, they'll be fine.
And there was an increase last year of $3.5 billion dollars, approximately.
Approximately.
A little bit more than that. And for a total of $78.3 billion. So this is the...
So the 3.58 is the assessed value, correct, which was up quite a bit. Increase was about a little over 78.
And was that primarily because of the new construction?
Primarily because of change in ownership, so people selling their homes, and then the inflation factor, which is added on. I don't have the numbers in front of me. They're somewhere in this little book. But you can also go online and find us. The report is online for people that want to dig into and take a look at the numbers. And I encourage, city council folks and especially finance managers of each one of the cities to take a look at it, because it really gives them a lot of insight as to what is happening in their own community.
And he breaks it down by community. For example, where the assessed values increase the most. So the most increase, San Luis Obispo had a 6.6% increase, $900 million of increase. Paso, though, also did fairly well. It's it had a 5.2% increase for $367.8 million.
Correct. So, yeah, San Luis Obispo City is normally the highest. You look back over my reports, it's usually the highest increase. A lot of that is because it's so impacted, and there's a lot of... there's not a lot of new construction going on, or a lot of new units that are being built within the city of San Luis. And so it just is going to increase mainly because of when things do change hands, they usually go up quite a bit. Paso Robles, a little bit differently. It's because there's more new construction happening within the city of Paso Robles. And I don't remember the year, but for instance, a couple years ago, the county was higher than it is today because of what was going on in Napomo and the Napomo Mesa with Black Lake Trilogy and all those.
Yes.
Which is so, it, you could look at, that is definitely an indicator of where, what is happening with your, with your permits and with the values within. Because again, like I said, residential drives our market in San Luis Obispo County in a big way.
I have one sure. Thing that you used to put in here that you've stopped, and I'm hoping you'll put it back in. You used to put in the amount of new units that were put into a city, and you listed the amount of unit growth and how many units the city had in the city report, and it hasn't been in the last 2 years.
Oh, okay. Well, good to know. I will put it back in.
Because that way you can really, it kind of follows, it makes it easier to follow, because usually the most increases has a lot to do with the most units that go in.
Yeah, we send this out to a lot of people. We send it out to all the community services districts. We send it out to all the chambers. We send it out by, and it's all electronically. I don't spend the money printing up hard copies. We send it out to the city council members, city managers, finance folks, and so... It's good to hear back from people of what they're seeing and what they're reading, because sometimes, we send out 500 emails and, I know Karen leads it because she's usually the first to respond. And then a few others will respond. But I, if there's something that's not in there that you'd like to see in there, you could send me an email and we'll put it in.
We're going to take our top of the hour break, and we'll be back with more with Tom Bordinaro. We'll be right back.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.